Chapter 1. Cruel Genesis. Where am I? I take a deep breath in, which promptly turns into a coughing fit as I spit. Something on the ground. Ugh, disgusting. This is entirely too disgraceful. I hope there is no one around to witness my shame. The thought is born and dies in an instant. I struggle to remain calm, but I can already feel the onset of panic. I smell dampness, old stones, and rust. This is not my bedroom, nor is it any hospital I would be sent to. What has happened? I am lost. The stone bricks I can see through my waterfall of blonde hair are oddly well-defined, as if the distance did not affect my sight. Darkness is now just a deeper shade instead of an impenetrable veil. I can hear individual sounds of dripping water and groaning wood with perfect clarity, instead of as the usual undefined background noises. The air smells of dampness and iron, and the taste on my tongue is as cloying as it is distracting. Every sensation is magnified, and each one catches my attention briefly before another one takes over in a disorienting dance. Soon, the sensory overload grows into a stabbing pain just behind my eyes. I feel sick. I need to understand. I take stock of my situation and shiver and fright. My wrists are shackled. My legs are on the floor, the skin scraped raw. I feel the coarse fabric of a simple tunic on my shoulders and, oh, I am not wearing undergarments. Someone may have seen me without. I cannot bear the thought. I twist a bit and feel wet hair plastered to my skull, falling to my shoulders. I see my legs coming out of a rough piece of fabric, a rag that even the lowliest of slaves would not wear. They are even paler than usual and dotted with red spots, which I realize is blood, the very same blood I spat earlier. I breathe deeper to control my fear. I shall not break down. I shall not scream. I am no tender flower from Charleston to faint at the mere sight of the crimson liquid. I am made from sterner stock. My fear does not recede, and yet I am once more in control of myself. I do not know exactly the predicament I find myself in, but I know that panic shall not help. I will not succumb to it. Wary, I continue my inspection. Bare walls of the ubiquitous gray stone and a single massive door with a barred window. Is this a farce? I am in a dungeon. I must be dreaming. Yes, this is a dream and I am still asleep. Or perhaps I am quite mad and this is one of those hospices I have heard so much about. I do not understand. I swear I will get to the bottom of this or my name isn't. I am. Cannot focus. My thoughts are a jumble of impressions and emotions, of needs I do not understand. They slip away before I can grasp them fully. I shake my head and bite my lips to clear them, to no effect. Nothing works. I cannot recall my name. I must recall my name. Unbidden, my mouth opens and the sound escapes. Ariane! The pain. I bend forward as much as I can while my throat burns me. Soon the agony extends to my stomach and tears me from inside. My mind blanks from the sheer intensity.
This is 100 times worse than anything I've ever felt. God, please make it stop. Make it stop. Someone, anyone. And it seems someone listened to my prayer. I can hear the clang of a door open far in front of me. 3 sets of footsteps approach. Faster, I beg you.
Told you I heard something. Son just said so is possible.
Despite the lack of any light source, I can see with great clarity the face of my would-be savior, and now I know for sure that I am doomed. This man looks like a highwayman. Why, if I met him in the street, I would immediately flee and call for the nearest guard. He has unkempt black hair and a greasy beard that he must not have trimmed in months. Yet even then, I could take him for a laborer were it not for a pair of insane blue eyes that freeze my very soul. The man smiles and displays a full set of uneven teeth. How very chilling. And yet I know with certainty that this man could help me were I not stopped by a strange feeling. This man already belongs to someone else, and I would be better off not touching him. I know I should be curious, but the pain is making me dizzy. The second man is not white. He is not unlike some of the coolies who helped dig the train tracks, with the same golden skin and slanted eyes, and yet to compare them is to compare a Pomeranian with a wolf. His arms bulge with muscles, and his expression is fierce indeed. I can tell from his posture that he is a fencer or a pugilist of sorts. He moves with the grace of a predator, and once again a strange feeling washes over me. I know with certainty that this man is dangerous beyond his appearance. He has a cold aura to him, and he cannot help me. The third man can. I feel joy and warmth fill my chest. Yes, this man is a captive like me. An adolescent with a lost look. He wears the clothes of a smith, or perhaps a cooper, and a thin chain hangs from his neck. He can make the pain stop. I just know it in my heart. And so I move, and I stop. I look in confusion at my stretched arms, but of course, silly me, I am still in chains. Heavy locks of a silvery metal join my wrists to the wall in 2 taut lines. I am trapped.
Wow, a feisty one there. Come on, give her the boy.
The Asian man frowns. Our eyes meet, and there is a hint of sympathy in his rugged features. He pushes the young man towards me. My left hand brushes the boy's collar. Yes. Yes, finally, I am saved. I drag my hero closer and breathe in his neck. Oh, this delicate bouquet, like an exquisite wine from a perfect year, so rich and intoxicating. I am losing my mind. My canines brush his skin, pierce the flesh. Something thick and sweet brushes my tongue. The world explodes in ecstasy. I have no words. For an eternity, nothing exists. Nothing but heavenly pleasure that rolls and roils and boils and drowns. I die and I live again and I die once more. The wave of felicity ravages my very being and shatters my psyche. If this is half as good as lovemaking, I understand women who find themselves with child out of wedlock. This is good enough to sell one's soul. I love it. Love it, love it, love it. I wish it never stopped.